From threats of massive deportations to claims he'll build a huge wall between the U.S. and Mexico, candidate and now president-elect Donald Trump's positions on immigration have created concern and fear among undocumented U.S. residents.
Nobody knows what's going to happen. Trump makes contradictory statements. One minute he says he's only going to deport people who have criminal records. The next minute he says he's going to, within the first 100 days, deport 3 million people, which to get to that number, you would have to deport lots of working families that had no criminal record. So people have no idea what's going to happen. People have no idea how it's going to happen. So there is absolutely an atmosphere of fear and uncertainty.
Lucas Zucker is Policy and Communication Director for Central Coast United for a Sustainable Economy. Causes, a political advocacy group which represents low-income people on the Central and South Coast on economic, social justice, and environmental issues. The uncertainty about what will happen with the immigration issue after Donald Trump was elected has filtered down to the region's schools.
I think we were somewhat caught a little bit off guard by how much such young children were aware of what was going on and how high the anxiety was.
Dr. Christine Walker is superintendent of the Wainimi Elementary School District.
I would say in the few weeks following the election, that's probably when we received the greatest amount of concerns, especially from students. We heard students that were concerned that they were going to have to leave their homes, that their parents were going to have to leave their homes. There was a lot of concern over that. I mean, we had it as low as first grade. I had teachers reporting that. We had counselors talking about students coming to them that, you know, they would be separated from their parents and that sort of thing.
A number of school districts on the Central and South Coast have taken stands on the issue to try to provide some reassurance to students and parents. The Wainimi Elementary School District, the Oxnard Union High School District, and the Santa Maria Union High School District are among those which have passed safe haven resolutions. They say they won't provide information on student immigration status to the government.
The primary message is to let our community, our students, and our parents know that our first priority is to provide a safe place for all students. That's number one. And number two is we need to provide the best educational opportunities for all students. And I would like the community to know that that is what we're going to offer at all of our school sites.
Diana Perez is a board member for the Santa Maria District who brought the resolution to the board.
I would say that there is a lot of uneasiness among students. And I think it's primarily the unknowns, not knowing where they stand. They're unsure. I think that's the primary fear.
Perez admits one of the hardest things for students and parents is not knowing what the Trump administration will actually do after taking office later this week.
I think there's a lot of misinformation out there, but we don't know. We don't know what might happen in the next administration.
Lucas Zucker with Cause.
I think especially among parents, you're sending your children to potentially a government institution every day where you don't know what information that institution might be sharing with federal immigration enforcement. You don't know if federal immigration officers might show up on campus and grab your kid during the day. Maybe your kid is a citizen, but you're not. If when you come and pick up your kid after school, someone might be waiting for you. There's a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of lack of information. It's really important that our districts are sending a clear message to parents in our community and to families in our community. They're here for all students.
School officials say they don't collect immigration data, but many parents don't understand that. It's not part of the school registration process. Officials with districts passing these resolutions hope that parents will realize that campuses are a safe place and not tied to government immigration agencies. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.